At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Soccer insider Madison Cruz. And our conversation with Madison is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg. Madison, thanks for joining us. I know we're going to drill down about all the soccer, but we've talked about the fun that the tourists are having over here, discovering all of our American traditions. This might be a really silly question, but have you seen that the most viral tourist of all, Freddie, deactivated his account last night?
I did see this. I don't know if it comes at the expense of, unfortunately, Germany maybe being knocked out or not. But no, I did see this, and it's unfortunate.
It feels like such a heartbreak. Like you got to the end of a Netflix series. Like you're going through a breakup at this point, at least for me.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's one. And even two, I mean, they're probably thinking the same thing, especially with the way Germany went out as well, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, so we've seen some big matches over the last couple days. Paraguay taking out Germany, like you just mentioned. France took out Sweden. Morocco beat Netherlands. What has been the biggest upset of the knockout round so far?
Probably Germany being knocked out and Paraguay advancing. I think that's the biggest one. I think a lot of people are tying in Netherlands and Morocco, but Morocco has been a very solid team. I mean, they were the semifinalists back in Qatar in 2022. So that one is not a big shock to me because Morocco is a very good team. So is the Netherlands. I just thought Morocco were the better team on the day. Germany and Paraguay, on the other hand, that one I think right now is the biggest upset just because everyone going in with the way everything played out, everyone kind of automatically assumed Germany would have it. But here's the thing. They let Paraguay dictate that entire game. Paraguay is a team that's going to sit a little bit. They're going to be a little bit more defensive. They're going to want to slow the game down. Germany has the players to speed it up, to play their game, and they just didn't do it. And Paraguay was able to sit back defensively, stay strong, and they were able to hold on. That was the Paraguay team I expected to see when the U.S. men's national team played them in the opening round. But, I mean, the USA were able to break it down completely because they were able to speed the game up and they were able to open up a lot of that space, and Germany just didn't do that.
Well, Madison, I have no doubt that if I needed someone to take a penalty kick and you were there, you would step up, unlike Germany. Look, I think about tonight's game with U.S. and the Bosnia-Herzegovina, and I know that they're a physical team, right? They're going to come in and try to bring that physicality that kind of affected the U.S. men's national team in their last match, even though there were some backups in. But what is the number one thing that the U.S. men's national team has to do tonight to come away with a victory in their knockout round match?
I think against a Bosnia and Herzegovina side, they're kind of similar to a Paraguay in that way. They're going to mainly sit in a low block. They're going to be they're going to be much more defensive, and they're going to want to slow the game down. For the U.S. today, you cannot let that happen. You got to dictate the pace. If you do that, I think you have a good shot, especially getting out on top. Bosnia and Herzegovina, though, just because they tend to sit there in that low block, when they get the opportunity to counter, they will. But what is so dangerous about Bosnia and Herzegovina is it's their set pieces. They have been absolutely lethal on those set pieces. And it's a one thing to watch out for. So for the U.S., you don't want to give them those opportunities. So that's eliminating some of those fouls, especially near the attacking third, trying to eliminate those corners, trying to eliminate any of those moments for Bosnia and Herzegovina to really hurt you, especially on set pieces. But if the U.S. can dictate the pace and they can make it a fast-paced game, and especially also 1v1s, I think that's going to be huge. You have a player like Sergiño Dest, getting Christian Pulisic back, getting Fuller and Balogun back. Those are guys who are going to attack defenders 1v1, and they're going to open up that space, and they're not going to be afraid to do that. That is how you get past a low block, especially against Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's what the U.S. needs to do to get to move on to the round of 16 tonight.
We are joined by our soccer insider, Madison Cruz, on the morning shift. You did mention Christian Pulisic. Last time we talked to you, it was still kind of wait and see. Do you believe he'll be playing more than he did in the last match?
Yes, I do. I believe from what Mauricio Pochettino has been talking to the media about this week and everything else, it seems like Christian Pulisic will be in the lineup.
Madison, when you look at Brazil-Norway, that looks like a really, really fun matchup on July 5th. What are you looking at in that match? I know I'm looking ahead a little bit, but I mean, that thing has all the excitement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the excitement. I mean, you have Vinicius Jr. I mean, and then you also have Erling Haaland as well. I mean, Erling Haaland's also, you know, breaking the internet with, I don't know if you've seen his Snapchat stories or anything. I mean, he is a character, to say the least, but he's also an incredible striker. I mean, it's one thing for Brazil, and Brazil is a team that I feel like is trying to, I think, grow back into the dynasty of what we've known Brazil to be. I mean, they have 5 World Cups for a reason. I think they're slowly trying to fight into that. I feel like you saw that as well against Japan. You felt that in moments. I think I've talked a lot about Bruno Guimarães, who's a midfielder who plays for Newcastle. He's a big part, especially in making that offense work and finding those moments. Vinicius Jr. is an incredible striker. You find him in those moments, you're going to see it. For Norway, it's a lot of Erling Haaland. It's going to be finding him in those moments. It's an interesting battle. I'm curious to see how it all plays out. If you're asking me right now who I think maybe is moving on, I think Brazil, just because of the quality they have, not only up top, but also in the middle and actually creating a lot of that space. Defensively, though, that's my biggest question mark. If Norway can get past and get through, I think defensively, Brazil's going to have a hard time against them.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for UnitedHealthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
There is so much if this then that when it comes to the World Cup, but the spotlight is back on Atlanta today. DR Congo has a massive match with England. They have never made it this far. What does DR Congo, what do they have to do to keep moving on in the tournament?
Yeah, they're going up against a really tough opponent in England. England has been really solid. And I say it as well, England has been really good, but we've only seen the England that I think we all expected to see for maybe 2 second halves of the tournament. And that's great. They've been able to move on in the group stage, and that's what you need to see. But for England, we need to see that consistency. We need to see it for the entire 90 minutes now. And that's something Thomas Tuchel has talked about too, their head coach for England. But for DR Congo, they have a really solid back line. They're defensively incredible. Aaron Wan-Bissaka is one of the most respected defenders on that right side. He is going to be shutting down a lot of those moments, especially for England. You watch him, especially in that matchup, and also Toon being an outlet and creating those counterattacks for Yohan Wiese, too, for DR Congo. We saw in that matchup against Uzbekistan, they had to be a little bit more open just because they needed to get a win against Uzbekistan to move on into the round of 32. You saw that. In this game today, you might see them sit back a little bit more. They're going to be a little bit more defensive just because of the way England's going to have a little bit more of the ball. But for England, they're also dealing with a little bit of issues in the back line. They have two of their top defenders out, so it's going to be Jed Spence stepping up. If I'm DR Congo, I'm definitely trying to target that side a little bit on the right to see if maybe you can get some things going there. So it'll be interesting watching that left side for DR Congo and that right side defensively for England. But DR Congo is going to sit back defensively here today. But I think if they can break that down, especially get something on the counter, and if they can hold England to a 0-0 score going into halftime, I think things get really interesting for this match.
Well, I would love to see DR Congo push their way through. I mean, no offense to England, but I love that story behind them. Madison, I know we're not going to get to talk to you before the weekend again, so thank you so much for the time this morning. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Of course, you guys as well. And hopefully, hey, when I come back and we talk to y'all later on next week, we're looking at a U.S. win as well.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks, Madison. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks to you guys.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.